This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Out front now, Basil Smigel, former executive director of the New York State Democratic Party. Also former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who of course was a member of the January 6th Select Committee. And David Axelrod, former senior advisor to President Obama. Congressman, to you first here, Trump's rivals, you've heard them. They're backing him. They're saying he should not be taken off the ballot for 2024. Politically speaking, do they have any other choice?
No, and that's, I think that's a great observation, is they have to say this. I mean, I'm not saying it's not principled. I think about half of them or more aren't principled in anything. But in Chris Christie's case, particularly, he's been very clear of his feelings of Donald Trump. So this isn't, you know, some weak-kneed approach. But if you're running against the guy to beat him and you just come out and say that these cases are the way to get rid of Donald Trump, I think it makes you look weak. It does not help you with the base, doesn't help you with the election. And I think, you know, aside from the legal question, because ultimately that's a Supreme Court decision, I think this is probably good for Donald Trump politically, because he's a professional victim, a professional whiner and bellyacher, and this allows him to feed more into that he's such a poor victim narrative. So I think his opponents are saying what they need to say on the campaign trail for now.
Yeah, well, to that point, let's listen, Basil, to Chris Christie, who is, as the congressman notes, the exception. As a rule, he does not pull punches with Donald Trump. Let's listen to what he said about Trump when it comes to how this is helping him out.
It makes him a martyr. You know, he's very good at playing poor me, poor me. He's always complaining. The poor billionaire from New York who's spending everybody else's money to pay his legal fees. Poor me.
David, I wonder if you have any concerns about the flip side of this, that we could start to see Republican states trying to keep Joe Biden off the ballot in 2024, maybe other Democrats in future elections.
Well, look, every norm that you shred is hard to reassemble. So, you know, there's always that concern. But just generally here, I would say that I've always believed that Trump, a lot of the motivation for his candidacy was as a legal defense strategy. He knew that he was in jeopardy of being indicted on a number of different things, and he wanted to set up a construct that has worked very well for him, which says that you know, they're coming after him because he's running for president and they're trying to prevent him from being president. And this, of course, is the most blatant example in his telling that a state elected official in Maine can throw him off the ballot, that a court in Colorado can. All of this is strengthening him in the Republican primary. We've run this experiment. You know, he's only gained since he started getting indicted. You know, what you thought might be kryptonite for him has turned out to be battery packs. And this is a big one for him. Presumably the Supreme Court will deal with it fairly quickly. And I expect that they will leave him on the ballot. And yes, Brianna, I have very, very strong reservations about all of this. I do think it would rip the country apart if he were actually prevented from running, because tens of millions of people want to vote for him. I think if you're going to beat Donald Trump, you're going to probably have to do it at the polls.
David, what about the issue? You know, Ron DeSantis suggested again today he would pardon Trump if he's elected. Nikki Haley also said yesterday she would pardon Trump to help move the country forward. What do you think about that when you're worried about things ripping the country apart? And I see the congressman shaking his head. I want to get all of you in on this, but David, to you first real quick.
Well, look, I think that it's good politics for them, because they're both catering to the Trump base in saying that, and I think that is a large motivation for them. I saw Adam shaking his head, and I understand why, and I know how passionate he is, as I am, about what Trump did to the country. I do think it's a real question as to what it would mean to actually imprison a former president, and that's something that's going to weigh heavily on the next president's mind, and on the mind of sentencing judges if he's ever convicted. But, you know, one thing we should say is that he may never get there if he's successful in delaying these trials until after the election. I think that's his strategy here.
And I want to get you all in on this. So if you could answer quickly, Congressman, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, look, if you're going to pardon him, fine, whatever. They shouldn't. But the bottom line is, you know, Nikki Haley stressing that she would pardon Trump, not ruling out that she would be his VP. Like, what is she running as? Like, that's the point. At least say, I'll give it some time and see the situation. Don't just say, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pardon.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception is Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, filling in for Alex Jones this evening. He had a message for us the first 30 minutes of the show. And I will be on the air with you until the end of the show in about an hour. Throughout this hour, I want to take your calls. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I want to hear what you think about the biggest news in 2023, or the biggest themes of 2023. What will you remember about 2023, and what do you think is going to happen in 2024? Not just the election. Of course, the election is always open for discussion, but what do you think 2024 is going to feel like and look like? Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. And while the crew is screening those calls, I'm going to cover a little bit more news. We're going to play clip one here in a minute, as long as I can find the article that I wanted to talk about. Here we go. In a scene that is probably a small taste of what is to come, socialist activists and workers' unions carrying images of Che Guevara and Eva Perón converged on Buenos Aires to protest Javier Milei's impending austerity cuts. And I don't know if they were carrying images of Che Guevara in support of Che or in protest of Che. Probably in support of Che, given that he was a communist, despite the fact that he was a mass homicidal murderer. But let's go ahead and run clip one and just see what's going on here in Argentina. Keep in mind, Milei was elected by the people for saying he was going to do exactly what he did, but the left takes to the streets and totally disrespects and disregards the will of the people who have been betrayed by their country. Let's go ahead and see it. Okay, so we have activists taking to the streets, and I think that the captions might be cut off by something. There we go. It's not because it rules out. See, it does not comply with the Constitution's requirements. He's saying that Malay's policies don't comply with the Constitution for necessity and emergency decrees. It violates the Constitution because it destroys, he goes on to say, the labor and social rights of most Argentines. Well, if that's true, then how can most Argentines voted for him? There is a violation of workers' fundamental rights in Argentina, according to one protester. They are attacking our wages, according to another protester. People are being denied to protest against brutal adjustments against the poor. Well, obviously, they're not denied to protest. They're protesting in thousands. Workers are suffering in decreases in their wages that favors the interests of the big business owners. I just don't believe that. If it favored the interests of the big business owners, then why would he be so antagonistic toward the central banks? Measures introduced by the Milei government include reforms that have really radicalized the left, apparently. They are very upset. But everything he's going to do is actually going to help the people. Things like advocating for national sovereignty. Things like advocating for the rights of a people, for the rights of individuals, against big government, against centralized banking, against massive spending, and just betrayal of the people by watering down their currencies. These things are ultimately going to help the very people that are protesting. They're just upset because it means they're going to have to transition their work and efforts away from lobbying and manipulating and coercing the government to provide them with aid to actually doing business on a free market. Let's hear from Hammer Hardy in Florida. Hammer Hardy, what is on your mind this New Year's Eve?
Chase, good afternoon, man. Happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, family. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I think probably the biggest thing that happened in 2023 was our government said that they were going to send us to war, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Whether they can get support for these wars or not, they don't care. They think they own us, and they'll just send us to die if they feel like it. It's like the slavery thing that Owen Schroyer was saying about California paying for illegal immigrants' health care. That's actually not a new thing. I'm from California originally, born and raised, and I believe back in 20. I understand. But yeah, I want to say it's been going on since at least 2020. They actually passed a law requiring Californians to get health insurance just so that they could pay for illegal immigrants, because they had been getting free health care from the hospitals for a long time.
Right.
Now they're just adding them to the Medi-Cal system. That's all it is. So yeah, it's complete slavery. They're saying you're going to work to provide benefits for other people. You're going to go to war and you're going to die so that we can make money. And I think really the only solution is bringing back tar and feather. I'm a big supporter of tar and feather. You know, I think if somebody goes into public office and then betrays the people, you know, I think that we need to just go back to the Wild Wild West days.
Well, we need a judicial system that actually prosecutes and finds these people guilty. You know, I'm with you on that, too. I think that traitors should be given treason should be responded to with the traitor's death. But you got to give them a fair trial. The problem is we don't have a justice system that's incentivized to prosecute politicians, because so many in the justice system are appointed by the officials that they would have to prosecute. It's like an inherent conflict of interest. It's so stupid. Why would the head of DOJ, why would the Attorney General of the United States of America ever prosecute the President of the United States?
Well, if you notice, you know, they have all of these trials and they just get up on their stand and they just lie. But I could give anybody a fair trial. We're living in 2023, almost 2024. I'll just play a video collage of all the crimes that they've done. And I'll take screenshots of all the laws that they've broken, and I'm going to say, case closed. You're guilty.
Yeah.
Argue with that.
So how do you think World War III is going to, this war is going to start? You mentioned that, you know, the big news of 2023 is that they're going to send this to war. Do you think it's going to be on behalf of Israel first? Do you think it's going to be Ukraine versus Russia first? I mean, it's unfortunate that we've arrived at a place where there are so many potential ways in which the United States could get involved in another war with a number of different nations that it's hard to tell which one would happen first. What do you think?
Well, for one, I think it's all, first and foremost, it's all on behalf of China. China's the one orchestrating the vast majority of this. I mean, we just had Xi Jinping, Gavin Newsom, and Joe Biden have a meeting just like a couple of months ago, and then Joe Biden goes and says, oh, but if they attack Taiwan, we're going to fight. So it's all WWF, you know, make-believe. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have something domestic happen here. Mm-hmm. Most likely it's going to be cyber, because you want to think about the art of war. First and foremost, you want to have a cyber attack so that you can disrupt any kind of communication and organization skills. Then, yes, absolutely, we will start having people that snuck across the border start taking out political targets. They're going to start taking out infrastructure. I don't believe we're going to have a nuclear attack here on the United States, because, remember, China wants this land. They sent tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of their people into this country. They did that so that they could secure position. China wants this land. They're not going to nuke it. They're going to try to take it over. But they're going to use the people that they brought in here to take out their political opposition. Then the federal government will say, we've got to go to war with, you know, they'll say it's the Russians. They'll say, you know, it's Hezbollah. They'll just divert blame onto somebody else who they want to go and fight. And then while we're on that side of the world having a war, China is going to take over on their side of the world. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm really concerned that it's going to happen with Israel. And let's just, can we run clips 4 and 5 back to back? Because I want to show the audience what Blinken said about standing with Israel juxtaposed to the Intifada revolution protests going on all over. Go ahead and run 4 and 5. So they're shouting that the only solution is an Intifada revolution from the river to the sea. And then Allahu Akbar. Unbelievable. And I'm not an advocate for Israel. I think Israel's a tricky situation, too. Go ahead and run it.
The message that I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never, ever have to. We will always be there by your side.
This, to me, seems like the path to World War III. We'll see what happens, folks. More on the other side. Thanks for your call.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. We are going to be taking your calls throughout the hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. And right out of the gate, I want to talk to James in Pennsylvania. Solid name from a solid state. James in Pennsylvania, what's going on?
James, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, so, I love kids, man, but is there any way you can get in a room where there's not a lot of background noise?
Yep.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. I'm glad your kids are having fun, though. No, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
So the biggest story of 2023 is the covert start of World War III.
Okay, tell me about it.
I mean, you have all the power players moving into position. Putin's doubling down on Ukraine right at the start. China obviously has Biden in their back pocket.
Do you think that we're already in World War III, or do you think we're on the cusp of it?
Nah, I think we were in World War III with the bio attack of the COVID.
Yep.
And,
I think you're right,
all
man.
The forced vaccine, yeah, absolutely. All the forced vaccines. So they wanted China has successfully wiped out all of the, you know, fighting aged Americans that just wanted a job. And now we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can fight the war. No one even wants to be here. And your replacement migration is already here. With Chicago and Detroit willing to hire police officers. You don't even have to be a citizen.
Yeah.
American Christians, please. You have to see the writing on the wall. They're coming for everyone. This is it. I would say Red Dawn, but we are all on the cusp. Canada has everyone. Mexico has all the Chinese. Like they're here. They're waiting.
Yep.
It's just like, when does the ground invasion start? Will there even be a ground invasion? Or I don't think they're going to launch nukes. I think they're just going to starve us out of existence.
Well, you know, what's so crazy to me about this is when you look at the context of the Cold War in this country, there was obviously a lot of fear about global nuclear war. But there was never any question, at least at that time, that our political class didn't... It was a threat to them, too. Basically, the interests of the political class... at least seemingly during the Cold War, mirrored the interest of the American people in that a nuclear war would be detrimental, devastating to both. Now we're in a position where we're on the cusp of World War III, which would be inherently nuclear, but for some reason our very own political class doesn't seem to care at all. In fact, they seem to be funding it and supporting it. When you have the federal government coming out and actually threatening to sue Texas for arresting illegal immigrants for coming into the state of Texas... why is our federal government paying for concierge luggage services, paying for health care services, and then threatening to sue any of the states that actually defend the sanctity or sovereignty of their own statehood?
I don't foresee the next year being very friendly to people who don't want forced vaccinations from the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the replacement migration is going to become a United Nations step in and we got to restore order and this is all crazy and we're all just trying to be peaceful. But meanwhile, your rights, your beliefs as an American Christian are going to be thrown under the rug. You're going to be treated like human scum and you're not going to be going along with the New World Order picture because the CBDC is coming. The forced vaccine, people are already walking around with chips in their hands to pay for groceries. I think that we're teetering on the end times. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
James, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, man. Happy New Year to you and yours, man. I love you. Jefferson in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase Geyser. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I would direct you to James Howard Kunstler's blog at Kunstler.com. It's called Cluster F Nation. He's predicting that should China try to engage in and kick off World War III by invading Taiwan, that it's not going to go very well for them domestically, and that their own population is likely to uprise against them.
In China?
Peter Zion is saying the same thing, that their economy is...
Yeah, but Zion has been, like, wrong about almost everything.
All right, but, you know, what I'm just saying, two great minds come through in Zion, or I'm glad you're aware of Zion being wrong about everything.
Well, I mean, yes, he was totally wrong about the Russia-Ukraine stuff on Joe Rogan just a couple of years ago. That guy's a spook, man. What was Stratfor? Was where he worked? He worked at Stratfor. I don't trust that guy, man, as far as I could throw him.
I don't trust him on Ukraine at all.
Yeah.
He's been clearly he's part and parcel of some sort of arms sale.
Something like that. And you know, I love you. I almost always take your calls, Jefferson. So I'm not trying to bash you for bringing up Zion. I'm just very wary of him.
As am I. Although he's a good salesman for his own argument.
But he's smart. He's just all you can be smart and wrong all the time.
With a K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R is a pretty good writer, and his prediction for 2024 is worth reading, the forecast.
Okay.
And two great minds seem to be agreeing that China could be in a precarious situation.
But
and,
like, what's crazy to me, though, like, why do they think that China could have a revolution from within? Because if you look at how bad things got in the Soviet Union, or if you look at how bad things are now in North Korea, after communism is established, you don't often see an overthrow of a communism, unless there's total collapse of the civilization.
Yeah, but demographically, you got, 40 million men that will never have a female companion over there? They're a bunch of angry people.
Interesting. Is it 40 million of them that they're not lined up with because of the one-child policy and everybody aborted or killed their female, so there's a lot of just incels over there?
Yep.
Wow. How are they going to fix that problem?
They're not.
I think you're right, man. Interesting stuff. So 40 million of them could rise up just in the name of getting laid.
Yeah, unless they're going to ship them overseas to be the UN troops to take over the United States. You know, if we get signed on this pandemic treaty in May, then our own sovereignty goes by the wayside, and then the UN gets to tell whoever wants to enforce the laws against us that they can put the blue helmets on and be the UN troops if they want to.
What if China legalized polygamy, but it had to be a woman married to two men?
I'm sure they'd want as many... kids as they can. Now they're trying to reverse their single child policy as fast as they can, but it's too late.
Well, it goes to show how dangerous depopulation is. Like, I can't believe people are still advocating for depopulation. It's going to be a crisis.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything seems to be directing us into some sort of crisis or another. I mean, how many different fronts do we have crises in the waiting?
It's
all going to, be brought out. I mean, it's a house of cards about to collapse on all of us if we don't, we've been attacked with this COVID thing. So anything we do to try to get out of this paradigm we're in is a counterattack. It's not offensive to counterattack when you're trying to defend yourself from what's already been done to you. If you realize that your children have already been sterilized, that was already an attack on your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were attacked by an engineered bioweapon funded by our own politicians and by our enemies alike, and nobody's revolting against that. I mean, anyone who's gotten COVID has been directly the victim of a bioweapon, and anybody in the country, regardless of whether they got COVID, has been indirectly a victim of just the impact that it had on our country.
Did you see Seth MacFarlane talking with Bill Maher about the COVID pandemic and
only in passing? Only in passing. What was it he said?
It was quite frustrating to see someone as smart as Seth MacFarlane just constantly saying, they were doing the best they could, and they were learning along the way, and they got things wrong, but I'm sure there wasn't nothing nefarious in their intentions, and it was
just
like
naive. Wow.
Yeah, but it was willful naive.
Jefferson, we're cutting a break, man. We're cutting a break, but stick with us because I want to keep talking to you on the other side.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy have my book signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm Chase Geiser, your host for the remaining 27 minutes on this New Year's Eve. And Jefferson, who I love to speak with, was cut off by break just 4 minutes ago. So I want to give him the opportunity to finish his thought on McFarland. Jefferson, what's up?
I'm here.
I love you.
It's hard not to just almost start yelling at the television watching these two guys discuss the COVID fiasco.
Yeah.
And he keeps talking about 7 million people dying from COVID, and Bill's going, well, I don't know if the numbers are actually that high. And they're talking about whether they died with COVID or from COVID. And it's, you know, it's a discussion we had 2 years ago and never resolved, and they're just sort of rehashing it.
Right. But, well, I think it was pretty much resolved that the vast majority of people who died of COVID actually just died with COVID.
And were killed by the drugs. You know, like they were taking
or the ventilation systems or whatever,
Right, right. The, It was malpractice all around by the public health and the doctors and the nurses just following the protocol. But that never came up in discussion. But
right.
It's just amazing that we can still be having this conversation. And people are saying that, oh, this was a debate. I'm going, no, it was just two guys that don't know the subject matter very well, just going over stuff we've talked about, you know, many times before. So
right. And Seth MacFarlane, he's the creator of South Park, right?
Family Guy, South Park, stuff. No, not South Park, but Family Guy.
Family Guy, that's right. And does Family Guy air on Comedy
Fox,
Central?
I think it does now,
Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many pharmaceutical companies advertise on Fox?
Yeah.
There you go, right? Thanks so much for your call, Jefferson. I appreciate it. Let's hear next from Kristen in Florida. What is going on?
Hi, actually, I'm Kristen in Maricopa County.
Hello.
And of course, that's relevant because we are talking elections. I personally found the 19-inch image ballot for the Maricopa County election in 2022 that was used in the Cherry Lake trial.
Mm.
It was recently turned into a movie with State of Denial. Mm. I still physically own that piece of paper. And
wow.
I've been working behind the scenes very hard for the last year trying to find somebody who can help me confirm it. It is obviously court evidence. It's a lot of things.
Tell me about this piece of paper again, please, just for the sake of the audience and myself. Tell me about it.
It's a fit-to-print ballot that is Scott Jared testified to in the Cherry Lake trial. The two different image sizes for Maricopa County.
Okay.
And essentially they blamed the whole failure of the election on this fit-to-print image ballot.
Mm.
But my evidence shows that that's impossible. So I've been working with the Cherry Lake team. I've been working with all kinds of people throughout the course of the last year. And then at some point you just kind of end up on your own because they don't get it funded, couldn't get the court case. It's been admitted to evidence.
So what was the significance of the ballots being the wrong size?
The tabulators can't read them.
I see. So they just disregard the vote.
And so, for example, 235% error rate in Maricopa County at my vote center. I physically took a video of it, which has also been picked up by Gateway Pundit back in November 2022, showing the ballot rejection rate.
How do you have a 235% error rate? Couldn't 100% be the max?
Exceeding, there's a certain tolerance.
I
that,
see.
An error rate that's allowed by the Elections Commission.
I see.
And they said anything that's over what that number is.
I see.
Is bad.
Okay.
So 235% over what the allowable rates are.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for clarifying.
So essentially, I've created a give, send, go just this week. I was able to find a paper ballot expert who is going to test my ballot coming up in January. And I opened up a give, send, go. So I'm hoping that people will take a look at it and send it. Say it again.
What's the link for your give, send, go?
Give, send, go is my ballot counterfeit -2022.
Okay.
Because I don't have it legally confirmed, I can't go around and say my ballot is counterfeit.
Mm.
All of the home testing that I've done, which has been provided by Clay Parise, by Kevin Monclook, by all of these election experts, show that my ballot is not within the legal spec of Maricopa County ballots. The legal spec is supposed to be 100-pound text paper supplied by it's a company called Roland, and essentially it doesn't match. So there's a lot more that's going on. We just had the McGregor report, for example, come out and talk about this ballot. Everything she said about it's wrong. Rather than people guessing, I physically own the ballot. It's here at my house. It needs to be tested. So I'm raising funds to have it tested.
That makes sense, Kristen. Thank you so much for your call and for your fight for our republic. I appreciate it. Take care and happy new year to you and yours. Next up, I want to speak with Shane in Colorado. Shane in Colorado, how are you this evening, sir?
Doing well. How about some crazy loony lefty judge that says that Alex Jones owes like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And you get 50 million. You get 50 million. Just look under your seat. It's right under there.
Yeah, it's like a bad episode of Oprah.
Is this?
Yeah.
That the lawyer and the judge are saying that these people are going to get that money that doesn't exist. You know?
Yep. Yep.
And it reminds me of when Drudge came on your show and he said, they own the judges, Alex, you're done. What did he know then?
That's fascinating. You know? I didn't realize that that happened. They sort of let me know about that. I'll have to find that clip. When was it?
Yeah, if your guys can find that clip, it's crazy.
What year? Do you know what year it was? Was it like 20 years ago or was it 10 years ago?
Oh, maybe like five.
Five, okay. Wow. Wow. I'd love to do that. Shane, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's hear next from Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, what's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, Chase.
Hi, how are you?
Good. When's the last time you dreamt?
The last time I dreamt? I dreamt last night.
Okay. Do you dream often?
I do.
Okay. That said, I have lived as as somebody who is transgender in life. And one of the things that I learned from that horrible debacle that destroyed my life was that the dreams don't stop. That what I am as a human being, male, they come through.
What do you mean? You struggled with transgenderism, or you identify as a transgender person, so you dream as the gender opposite of your birth gender?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sort of like when you learn how to speak Spanish or something, you start to have dreams in Spanish, and that's when they say you really know how to speak the language.
Well, no, it's like when you were something that you are, and when you try to change what you are, it doesn't stop the dreams from coming true.
Right.
And that affects everything that you are. So I think that people saying that transgender people trying to kill themselves, that comes through their dreams.
Interesting. So what do you think about what's going on in terms of the whole transgender narrative today about like kids and transition surgeries and hormone therapy for kids? How do you feel about that?
I think it started with the Philippines.
Really?
I think it happened in the Philippines with the there's organization over in the in the UK.
Okay.
With pushing that, and it pushes things under people that
It's tough talking about these sensitive topics. I totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, you do that throughout life, and you have that messed up thing inside of your head.
Yeah.
People put that information onto you, and you go forward with
that. Absorb it. Yeah, Marcus, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, and God bless. More on the other side, folks.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system
with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. This is the final segment. I will be taking your calls, and we're going to end the segment with a brief message from the great Alex Jones regarding the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024. First up, who should we talk to now? How about Tim in Seattle? What's up?
Hey, Chase. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
America, Happy New Year. I'd like to see 2023 never again. It was probably the worst year as an adult walking around with all of the strategic campaigns waged against Americans and of humanity itself.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest story of 2023 is the lack of response to it.
I think you're right, honestly, man. And 2020 as well. 2020 and 2023 are kind of mirrored. They're like almost married.
We're in an era, right?
Right.
Kind of like these years are getting like sandwiched together. So we might have to rearrange the calendar based off of the tyranny that we're experiencing.
I know. So what do you think is going to happen in 2024? I mean, given that we've just had potentially the worst year in terms of political integrity, what do you think 2024 is going to look like?
There's a duality to it. It hasn't happened yet. So it could either go the way of Klaus Schwab and they fully succeed, or it can go the way of Team Humanity. And we just move the culture, we move the narrative, and we move ourselves away from even considering what they're talking about to be relevant whatsoever. We have to remind ourselves that we pay attention to what they're saying and what they're thinking more than we should, And that right there gives them more. It's like we're in a hostage situation still. Even though they're the most evil of evil, we're still giving them credibility because they're talking. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they deserve it anymore. I think they should be shunned in all ways possible. I don't think that the COVID eugenicists in all shapes and forms, all the way up to the DOD, the highest forms, dig in the crates, never let them hear silence. They should always be hearing outrage until we actually have justice, or Klaus wins.
Yeah, I think you're right. Tim, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's hear from Andy in California. Andy, what's up?
Want to talk about Vivek?
Let's do it.
All right, so Vivek, he's there specifically as Trump's spokesperson. I think Alex has been right about the guy as far as he's a good dude. And so if you look at the debates, if Trump was there, he would have upstaged Vivek. Vivek is out there making it safe so Trump can start saying the things he needs to say. And I think he's de facto Trump's spokesperson.
That's interesting. I like it, man.
So, I mean, it makes total sense to me. He never attacks Trump. He criticizes him, which is fair, right? He never goes after him. And he is on our team. He's woke. He's awakened to what we understand.
Yeah, awakened, not woke.
And I think exactly. I think that's exactly what he's there for. So, anyhow, I just thought for 2023, Vivek came out of nowhere. I believe he has a purpose in what's going on, and I think he'll have a place in the administration.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think is going to be his? What do you think is going to be his appointment in 2025, if any?
I like to see him as Attorney General.
Attorney General?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he's even a lawyer, though.
I do believe he is a lawyer.
He is?
I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too.
Because he had an interview where he said, "I should have known that." And when he's talking to Alex, he's like, "I'm a lawyer." So,
can we verify that with the crew? I'd just love to hear. That he was a pharma. I knew he was a pharma executive. Like, he was very successful in terms of startups.
Well, maybe he just said I should have known that, but maybe I'm off on that whole part. So, forgive me on that one.
And you probably don't even have to be a lawyer to be Attorney General. Frankly, I'm sure anybody could be appointed.
We need a bulldog like him that can go in there and cut through all the structure and see clearly what needs to be done, and whether it's him. Or I would take RFK as Attorney General at this point.
I'm scared of RFK, though, man. I think he might be a leftist plant.
Well, but except for the fact that Alex's analysis is correct, that he went hard left to not take away from Trump. So he knows who killed his family.
But his campaign donations are coming from former Trump voters than from former Democrats.
Well, he's gonna have to change some of that.
You know, he's been he was on the Lolita Express a couple of times. There's a lot of problems with that guy. He forced people to prove that they were either vaccinated or had a negative COVID test in order to go to his holiday party a couple of years ago. He moved his suicide wife's body from the JFK plot to another section, a remote, unmarked section of the cemetery, like a day after the photo shoot.
Are these things, my friend? But,
I know, man. Neither was I until I was. And I was like, what?
You know, isn't that crazy? I mean, we look, we're trusting as Americans and as Christians, and we look at things and we try to accept them for face value.
Yeah, I know. And good people often underestimate the audacity of evil men.
Yeah, and then the problem we have too is that the enemy wants to also, you know, put bad things on these people so that we go, "Oh, I can't be associated with Vivek."
I understand. Yeah, I understand. And it's possible I'm wrong about RFK. I'm just very wary. You know what I mean? If you prove me wrong, I'm totally
Elon,
on board.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm honestly wary of Trump because don't forget the Antichrist is going to fool the people. And the Antichrist is going to pull this game. So we need to trust in Jesus Christ at the end of the day because he's the only thing that is real. He's the only thing that is true. Anything else of man can change on a daily basis or a moment basis, and it's true in that. So we keep an eye on each one of these people, and I think Alex is right, is that, you know, if they're in the fight with us right now, you know, your enemy's my enemy, and let's get together and stop this thing. So at the end of the day, it is satanic, evil cults that are driving all this stuff, whether it be the Illuminati or you know, such. But that's what's driving all this. It's all satanic.
Amen, Andy. Thank you for your call. Let's go ahead and run Alex Jones's message. I know it's only a couple of minutes long. I'll finish up the segment after the message, but let's go ahead and hear what Alex has to say as his final message of 2023 into 2024, and then we will call it a happy new year after that.
Again, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, but more importantly, I want to thank you for all your incredible support and your prayers and everything you've done.
not just in the last year, but in the years previous to that. I am just beyond humbled, and I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I want to stop the globalists. I know they're evil. I know that God hates them, and I'm just absolutely committed to fighting these tyrants in 2024. So in just a few hours, we will hurtle into 2024. We're going to have the leftist-funded Islamists rioting and burning things down across the U.S. and obviously Europe tonight. And that's just them testing one of their other destabilization arms. But I pray for them to wake up and realize they're being controlled as well. But regardless, we're going into very, very extreme times. But at least we're not wearing blindfolds. At least we know what we're up against. At least a lot of us do. So for myself and the entire InfoWars crew, I want to thank you all again. I want to thank the crew for an incredible job. 2023, it's been very stressful, very hard. But God has given me the best crew I've ever had, times 10. For the times we live in, and that's what's been pointed out in history over and over again, that you really don't know who people are until you're in the crucible, until you're under fire, until you're in the furnace. And the InfoWars crew are amazing people. So again, I want to thank the listeners, the viewers, everybody for supporting InfoWars, going to InfoWars store, because you don't just support the incredibly important message and what I do, but you also support the crew. And it's such a thorn in the side of the New World Order. They cannot stand the fact that we're still on air. They cannot stand the fact that we've been vindicated. They cannot stand the fact we're back on X and reaching tens of millions of new people a day conservatively. They cannot stand the fact that so many of you have started your own websites or your own accounts on Rumble and so many other great places, and that the sleeping giant really is awakening. So I'm very optimistic, though I also know at intellectual gut level, also spiritual level, that we're up against some very, very tough attacks. But again, we were born for this. We were built for this. And if God's for us, who can be against us? So thank you all in 2023, and I will see you in 2024. Prepare yourselves, my friends, because this is going to be incredibly insane. God bless and good luck.
Well, that's almost a wrap of 2023, folks. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God is with us, who can be against us? I've been hearing that a lot on this network the last year. It's funny. It's one of my favorite Bible verses. It's been my favorite for many years. And I just want to mention, Andy was right. We have to turn to Christ. We got this Antichrist problem. We're not going to know who it is. We're going to be deceived by him. And that's why I fundamentally believe in this network and this country. Not because this network is necessarily explicitly Christian or this country is, though I would say that this network probably is. I haven't met anybody here who didn't at least outwardly identify as Christian. But because the freedom of speech is so imperative to God's plan. Because you can't have the truth, you can't pursue the truth, you can't know the truth without freedom of speech. And that's fundamentally why I believe the United States of America has been protected by God, despite the fact that it's a secular nation, a secular government, a separation of church and state. That's why I think this network has been protected by God, despite the onslaught against it. That's why I think Satan and the Antichrist come against this network, because the attack on freedom of speech is an attack on the path to truth. And the path to truth always leads to Jesus Christ. Happy New Year, folks. Thanks for sticking with us through 2023. I'm looking forward to being with you for 2024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.